Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I like to sit hike.
I know. I like the hide and go seek of the football.
Sometimes
it may sound weird.
It's the little flourishes sometimes.
Yeah.
TED Talk is brought to you by Boston Prolotherapy. If joint pain has you riding the bench, do what TED did. Eliminate your joint pain with Dr. Franke of Boston Prolotherapy, online at bostonprolotherapy.com.
And he's the best. Go check him out. His office is in Stoneham now. Stoneham, Dr. Al Franke. He will give you a free consultation. And Boston Prolotherapy isn't for you, he will tell you where you need to go. He's a tremendous guy. Go check him out.
All right, Ted, we got to start off with the quarterback, Drake May. What'd you think of Drake May's day, and what is he doing for this Patriots offense?
So he is weaponizing the Patriots offense. You go, well, you know, they don't have a lot of weapons in the skill position, but, you know, what does it matter when you have Drake May? Guys, I thought it was a thing of beauty, the way he played quarterback the other day. Obviously very efficient, 14 of 17. But what was great was the way they mixed in the moving pocket plays.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of boots under center, and then they did boots out of shotgun, which is great. You want to be able to not be predictable. If he always goes under center and you go, oh, well, here comes the boot, you got to be able to run boots out of various formations. And so the fact that they were able to run a boot in the red zone. Thank God, last week we were killing them for running three straight pass plays.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this time they get in the red zone, you run a boot out of shotgun, and you get, you know what he does? He rolls out to the left. He doesn't like what he sees in the end zone, and so he just runs it in. And so that's an athletic player at the quarterback position, and it literally weaponizes the offense. You got so many great plays you can run. You can run play action off of jet sweeps. The fact that you can run waggles. He weaponizes the offense. And so I thought Drake May was brilliant in this game. I thought it was the best game he's had. And I just think his ability to run, throw on the run and run if there's not an option downfield is weaponizing this offense, even though they don't have skill players necessarily that would weaponize it, other than Travion Henderson and perhaps maybe even Steph Diggs now. He himself, just him, with a one-man show, weaponizes this offense.
And the greatest example of that to me is he showed the ability he can do it in both directions, right and left, and that little throw to Hunter Henry.
Brother.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I rarely agree with you people on Patriots Twitter, but they were like, if Patrick Mahomes does that, we're having posters and videos everywhere. Yep. It's national news. So, that was sneaky, one of the hardest throws you'll ever see. Rolling left with coverage there, the touch, the
guy
feel
was right in his face.
Unbelievable.
He made plays like that last year, but they weren't winning. And it wasn't leading to touchdowns.
Right.
That's a perfect play to call out. The little sidearm with a guy in your face. Going left, throwing across his body.
The whole thing?
That tells you that he's got special skills.
And then the other thing that I liked about that play that I see as the evolution of the weaponization of Drake May is Hunter Henry realized what was happening. And he's like, if I can just get a little space here, he's going to throw me the ball. Like, he knows Drake is keeping him available as a receiver. Some guys, I think their Hunter goes, oh, I got a block now. I'm going to turn and block. He knew if he just broke a little bit of daylight, I'm getting the ball and I'm getting a big play.
Yeah. Do you know what's great about the defenses is that they are playing Drake in a way they're worried about his running. You had number 56, number 52, and number 8. I did this play for the breakdown last night with Phil Perry on NBC Sports Boston, and so I analyzed this play to death. Those three guys ran right past Hunter Henry.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't touch him because they were focused on Drake May running the football. And so he gives the impression that he's going to throw, and they start pursuing him, and then he just droop.
And that's what these guys do. Patrick Mahomes does it, one of the best quarterbacks in football. Josh Allen does it, one of the best quarterbacks. If you play the receiver, he runs it in.
Right.
If you play him, he gives a little toss. The old damned if you do, damned if you don't. It's a bad spot for Ted Johnson to be in.
No question.
You would just not like it.
Nope.
All right, but the other side of the ball, the pass rush. We've talked a lot about the money invested into that front two there of Milton Williams and Christian Barmore, but they were able to get a lot done, it seemed like, with just four. What'd you think of that foursome and that dynamic duo in the middle?
If they can get pressure on the quarterback like they did last week with just four guys and not have to blitz, oh my goodness, it will make the defense night and day better. Are you kidding me? That front four, I thought both Milton Williams and Barmore, although you look at their stat line, you look at Christian Barmore, you know what his stat line is?
Nothing.
Zero tackles, zero sacks, zero tackles for a loss, two quarterback hits. But yet Pro Football Focus rightfully had him as the highest graded interior defensive lineman for week four in the NFL. Well, how was that? If you see him beating his guy off the line, he did the club swim over so effectively. He was getting in the backfield so fast that it was really creating havoc on Bryce Young. So the interior defensive line, and I thought Milton Williams made a couple great run stuffs. Clavon Chasen had a sack. I mean, Landry had some pressures.
Tonga.
Kyrus Tonga, he's a ball player.
So, look, the first game of the season was against Las Vegas Raiders. They were blitz happy, and it impacted the secondary play because they didn't have as many guys back there, and they were getting torched. If you can keep seven guys in the pass in the backfield, then you can in rush four. Your pass defense will improve drastically.
I do want to point out that there was one of the three of us this preseason that was dubious, if not very skeptical, of Harold Landry's potential this year.
Oh, 100%.
He's got to be surprising you with the way he's playing, because you were out on him.
Well, I wasn't out. I just thought he was undersized. I didn't know if it would translate from practice to the
looks
field.
Way faster than I
watched
remember.
That one practice where the Washington guy threw him to the turf, and I was like, is that going to happen more in the regular season?
Yeah.
He's playing really well. He has brought a vibe.
Yep.
And actually, both parts of that I watched, Morgan Moses was getting killed by Harold Landry during the summer, and I was worried about Morgan Moses, and he's been a revelation.
Right.
I've been very impressed.
The one thing I would say, this is not a pushback moment, Ted, but rather a agree with everything. But how often are they going to play the Carolina Panthers, Andy, it's a good test for them to warm up against the Panthers heading into one of the best offensive lines Sunday in Orchard Park.
I hear you, but they're showing signs. Pittsburgh Steelers the week before only had 200 yards of offense, right? So the defensive line is showing signs that they are starting to round into form and play the way we kind of all were hoping and expecting them to play.
But they continue to struggle on the opening drive of the game. You mentioned it with Pittsburgh. These important drives are what cost them that game. The opening drive of this game, I was like, the hell's going on? Here we go again. What the hell happened?
Yeah, Bryce Young, 4 for 4. Just threading a 74-yard drive. 4 minutes and 3 seconds, and then just boom, 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 all the way down there. The Patriots defense have given up an opening drive touchdown in 3 of their 4 games. My guess is at that rate is probably the worst in the NFL. They got to knock that off. Knock it off.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. and fees apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I know they come out maybe and do different things, things that you didn't see, but to just be a paper mache Swiss cheese defense on the opening drive in these to start these games, it sets a bad tone. I mean, the Patriots – Through the first quarter, the Carolina Panthers had over 100 yards. Mm-hmm. The Patriots had five penalties, and they'd given up already a touchdown. Get off to better starts, Patriots defense, please. And overall, just the penalties. And I know two of them were kind of like, "What are we going? What are you doing here?"
Yeah,
but Schlereth still, like five penalties in the first quarter is insane.
And this is where the Panthers really mattered, in my opinion, because if you do that, if you look like a paper mache defense against a good team, they might use that as their springboard to kick your ass the rest of the game, right? Momentum's on their side. But that didn't happen this time because of a guy by the name of Marcus Jones.
Oh, my man, MJ was phenomenal. So
I never thought of that, MJ.
That's right there.
So obvious.
Going into this game, so through three games, do you know how many punt returns he had in three games?
Two.
That's it. Just two.
That's it?
So opponents aren't punting the ball very much, okay?
Nope.
He did. There were four punts punted to him. He fair caught two, and then two he returned, and he had an average of 8 yards per return. In this game, his first two punt returns, he returns the first one back for a touchdown. That was all Marcus Jones, that first one.
Yes.
Because there were guys all around him. Like Dante Scarnecchia would say, one grenade would kill them all. They were all right there. Boom. And he was able to squirm his way out of it and get hit his head on the goalpost. The second punt return for 60 yards, if you notice that, it was what they call a wall left return. And you see him, he ran laterally for 40 yards towards the Patriots sideline and then 60 yards vertically. That was a beautifully executed what they call wall return, left return. So it was great blocking, and it wasn't just individual. The individual effort was the fact that he ran 40 yards horizontally and then 60 yards. He ran basically 100 yards to gain 60. So that was great effort, but it was great execution. So he's got four punt returns, and he's averaging 28 yards per punt return. That would get you into the history books if he averages that. A good average punt returner averages 10 to 10.5 yards per return. Right now he's averaging almost 29 yards per return.
And he should have two touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Even he admitted it to us yesterday when we talked to him, like, you know, you can't let the punter trip you up there, get off balance.
He is getting his balls busted for getting caught by his teammates in the film room. I guarantee it.
And last up here in this segment, we got to get to these middle linebackers. You told me Spillane was going to be a tackle machine. He has picked up the pace in recent weeks. And now it seems like he has a potential running mate here in Dr. Gibbons.
How about Jack Gibbons? So Jack Gibbons got a lot more play because of the play recently of Christian Ellis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? The most missed tackles by any linebacking core in the NFL through 3 weeks. Well, this was by far their best tackling game. They cut down their missed tackles big time. What was the most interesting thing is that Jack Gibbons only played 45% of the snaps, but he led the team in tackles with 12.
That's efficient.
Right? So
he's everywhere.
Reminds me of an old 52 in there being efficient. So he
Landon was, Roberts?
Johnson. So Jack Gibbons went in there and made a huge impact. But really, Spillane, I think, was all over the place making plays. And honestly, I think Christian Ellis, a little fire under his ass. I thought he was very active. The fact that he didn't start, I thought he was, those three guys were tackle monsters, all of them. I thought they did. Other than that first drive, I thought they were on point and probably their best game of the season.
And to put a bow on that, a couple weeks ago we were talking about our buddy Tom Kern, and he was like, oh, the front end is good and the back end is good, but the middle's a little questionable. Right. Now all of a sudden these guys are playing better. Tavai is on the horizon. He could be activated this week. Well, suddenly you have some depth at linebacker.
What's changed? What's changed on the defense that maybe the defense had its best outing?
I'm guessing the coordinator.
Well, I'll tell you when we come back.
How's ooh, that? Big whoa, tease that, from Ted that, Johnson.
Plus, we also have a final in your first wildcard game.
He pays it off next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.